Now, Andrew, we've got this one that's coming from Stan for you.
Hello, naked scientists. This is Stan Rivelis calling from Taos, New Mexico. The latest estimate of the age of the universe is about 13.8 billion years. But would the age of the universe be different if the observer were situated on a planet near the outer edge of the universe, traveling at speeds far greater than we are? Shouldn't that observation show the universe is younger? And if so, how much younger? If, on the other hand, the observation is absolute from our perspective, why can relativity considerations be ignored? And give my regards to Clare College, where I was an undergraduate many years ago.
That's actually quite a deep question, isn't it? It's saying if we're in different places in the universe, is the age of the universe that we register different?
It is a deep question, and the brief answer is no. We're pretty sure that wherever we were in the universe, we would measure the age as being the same. But as the question is saying, why should that be? We do know that the universe is kind of whizzing apart in some sense, and we also know that Einstein's special relativity tells us that if something is moving fast, it experiences time very differently. And in particular, you might well expect that it would experience much less time because it's moving fast. And the way that you reconcile this is to apply not Einstein's special relativity, but Einstein's general relativity to the problem. And general relativity was this kind of breakthrough in physics, which combined the theory of special relativity, which came considerably earlier, with the problem of gravity. What is this mysterious force that seems to keep us glued to the Earth's surface and keeps the planets moving around and the stars moving around within a galaxy? And the older theories of gravity, which were Newton's theory, just couldn't really be reconciled with Einstein's special relativity, which had all these weird effects about clocks running at different rates for things moving at different speeds. So general relativity was this theory that brought together gravity and special relativity. And it means that once gravity becomes important, if you start thinking about situations where gravity is actually, you know, the most important force, and that would certainly include the expansion of the universe, then you can no longer apply the laws of special relativity. And actually, if you correctly apply the laws of general relativity, you do get the correct answer that despite everything flying apart, everyone measures the same time having passed.